Good morning. That sounds like the Lancaster bomber flying over, I think. I must tell you what's happened to me this past week. I don't know if you know where our cottage, family cottage, is. I've been spending this past week at our family cottage. It's north of Kingston. It's near a place called Chaffee's Lock, which is home to a species that is considered endangered. So we were doing some late spring cleaning in our sauna change room. And my wife says, there's something moving around in the change room, and it happened to be a king snake, which is the largest snake in Canada. It's non-poisonous, and it was about 3 feet long, black. It can be as thick as your wrist. And I looked in there, and I says, no, there's not one snake, there's two. Both king snakes. Because they're endangered species, I had to do my darnest with a canoe, paddle, and get the two of them out of the change room and get them free, which I did, much to my wife's relief. She went to continue to clean in sauna or in the change room and looked up where we keep these old hymnals, red hymnals, about four of them, because sometimes my friends come up and we'll do a hymn sing on the sauna and that. And sure enough, there's another big snake wrapped around by the hymnals. So I got that one out too. The interesting thing is that my son and his friends are going late today to spend a couple of days of R&R up at the cottage. I told them what's happened. I'm hoping that they'll find the hole or wherever these lovely snakes are coming from. But they also happen to be CBS, Canadian Border Service people, and they're all experienced with guns. And so I won't be surprised if I go up and find bullet holes all over the... Cottage life is fascinating. Chasing demons, I was chasing maybe three of them. Is that a symbolic thing out of our family sauna area? I don't know. But the gospel reading, it always has me questioning some things. It reminds me of one of my favorite TV series, Star Trek. Remember that? With James Kirk, Captain James Kirk, and his medical officer. It was nicknamed Bones. He was their medical doctor. And it was the one episode I remember when they encountered this very powerful supernatural being, and he tells the two of them that he is God and he needs to use their spaceship, the Enterprise. Now, Captain Kirk, if you know what he's like, he's using his quick wit, and he thinks about it and he says, wait just one minute. If he is God, why does he need a spaceship? Today's reading of the gospel, you know, it's known according to Jewish dietary laws that eating of pork is strictly forbidden, which is why when I go buy bacon, I'm glad that we Lutherans don't have any dietary restrictions. Why are pigs, swine, in today's reading? How come the demons are sent into the pigs and not back where they came from? Even though the people of Jesus' day, Jewish nation back then, in the time of Christ, they were forbidden to eat pork, nothing was wrong, and you weren't breaking the law if you bred and raised pigs only to sell them to the Roman soldiers who occupied the country. Roman soldiers would eat anything, and eating pork, bacon, did feed the army, and it made money for those involved in the pork-producing business. Demons being cast out and thrown into the pigs who ran down the hill and into the lake, drowning themselves, it was the writers throwing further insult upon the devil, the evil one who opposes God, and God's love for humanity. And even mentioning that the demons were legion, it's another reference to who was occupying Israel, the legions of Roman armies. I remember in the fondly, because I had some good times, in the 1970s, well before I was married, young and enjoying myself, had hair past my shoulder. And at that time, back in the 1970s early, there was this crazy, crazy fad. It was people or persons who would streak. They would run through a concert, sporting event, and I believe even the Academy Awards, wearing no clothes, just to disrupt everything that was going on. It was called streaking. I don't know if they do it today still. In fact, I think just last week, I heard on the radio the one day was the national day of walking naked in your favorite country trail. But I told my pastor back then that the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, had people streaking in it. He was horrified, and he was adamant when he said that no way, there's no streaking in the Bible. And of course, me being that bit of a smart aleck, I reminded him of our hearing of today's gospel reading. A man possessed by demons was running through the town cemetery with no clothes on. And he said, "You're right, and I'm wrong." The gospel reading today tells of a man who people feared, running around with no clothes, someone who was so strong that he could break the chains and shackles that the people used to try and stop him. And now we find him sitting quietly at the feet of Jesus, fully clothed and in his right mind. When I read the episode, the gospel for today, I think about this one person. He's in our community in Niagara Falls. And when he's off his medication, I believe, he walks the streets. And he's constantly yelling and screaming at the top of his voice at everybody and everything, including his imaginary dog that he has with him. And the guy looks really scary. And people are afraid, very afraid, but really, he's harmless. He's never hurt anybody, and he just walks around yelling and screaming when he's not in his right kind of mind. And I think of today's gospel reading, and I really wish with all my heart that Jesus could be there and heal him, just like the man in today's reading. It would be wonderful, but he has to rely on modern science and take his drugs. The man who had the demons cast out of him wanted to follow and be with Jesus. But Jesus tells him, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And the man does that. It leaves me asking, is that not what we are to do today? What blessings have we all received from God that have been bestowed upon you and I? And do we tell people about it? Go home and tell people the good things that God has done in your life. My first parish was in the area north of Kitchener-Waterloo, Listowel. It had a lot of good farmers there. And of course, the one story of the one young farmer, he He was out there planting his crops in the spring. Probably was a day like today when he looked up and he saw the clouds form the letter PC, not Progressive Conservatives, but PC, in the sky. He leaves the field and he hurries down to which was then known as Waterloo Lutheran Seminary, and he knocked on the door of the dean of the seminary, and he told the dean, "I'm here. I'm here to preach Christ because I saw the letters PC in the sky." And the dean looked at the young farmer and he said, "No, son, you have it all wrong. The good Lord was not telling you to preach Christ. He was just simply telling you to plant corn." The following of Christ does not mean that we are to leave everything, home and family. And we do have individuals that are called by God to do certain ministries of the church. They're called pastors. But I believe the message that is conveyed to everyone, including myself, is simply what Christ said to the man. And that's being told to us. Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. Very simple. And so it begins. Go home and tell how good God has been in your life. Amen.
Yeah.